because we could subject the foundation to lawsuit. We don't want to do that.
Thank you. Alberto?
Just a quick question, ma'am. Have we taken a vote on adopting our list of representatives here?
Well, I just said if there was no objection, then it was ratified.
Obviously.
And there was no objection. So we don't have to...
What is it today?
What was that?
I said orders of the day.
I'm sorry, I'm not trying to interrupt, but this is the perfect moment to let you know that I would like to be part of the affiliates. Thank you.
Okay, and I just wanted to mention, since while we were talking about the national committees, and just because we run out of time, remember to look also on your agenda for the local committees, dates and times that are coming up. And there's still lots of room available at the local committees for everybody to be involved. And in case you didn't see today, Robert Mark, who had been interested in being the development chair, has said he may not be able to fulfill that right away. So if anybody's interested in being the chair of the development committee, at the local level,
back to the bylaws. The bylaws say that you select a convener, and then after a few meetings, then the committee determines who they want to be their chair. Well, they recommend, and then the recommendation comes back to this body and is normally rubber stamped, but not necessarily.
Right, and we have already convened one meeting. We have another meeting scheduled for February 2nd. And there has not been a chair elected, so if you're interested, come to that meeting on February 2nd. Outreach is already decided. Sandra did convene a meeting and is going to convene the next one until we elect a chair. Outreach is done. Okay, so now we're ready to move on. Okay, the elections are done. The change in the agenda was that we were now going to discuss a motion that Dwayne is making.
Oh, great. Yeah, thank you.
Dwayne.
That's great. It's just a little after 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Already through the election. That's very good. We talked about this a little bit last month, and because it came up in my report is when I presented this motion to you on last month. And last month's meeting was kind of just winding along, as I recall. So it was postponed until tonight to talk about this a little bit more. The program council has, you know, a multiplicity of functions, and we've run up against a bit of an issue with one, which is evaluating programs. And we've gotten advice from both our FCC attorney in Washington and our HR director at the National Office backing up this motion that I present to you, which expands the voting membership of the program council from 12 to 13. The program council was originally created as a management committee and also as a collaboration between the LSB and management in relation to the programmatic aspects of KPFT. So in that, one of the functions of the PC, and one that's probably been least functional, at least from my perspective, has been that of evaluating and giving critical feedback to our programmers, constructive criticism and feedback through the evaluation process. And an evaluation process for a programmer is not unlike a personnel evaluation in a regular paid job situation. And so when the Program Council Evaluation Group has been evaluating programmers, they need to be, they need to have a sense of being free to express themselves completely, totally, and honestly without being subjected to public scrutiny, without having to be like open to the entire community, and in the respect of both themselves being able to express themselves without feeling that they're being pressured, and also because the person or group of people that they're talking about from any given program should be respected. So as a way of respecting the members of the group and also the volunteers that produce all of the programming that KPFT broadcasts, this evaluation committee needs to have the ability to go into a private session to discuss that. I wouldn't want my job, you know, although it has been just on the air or out in the public arena, but you know, we have a management selection and review committee, and when people want to come and speak to that committee of the board, those aren't broadcasts, those aren't public sessions, and neither should be evaluations of programs and in those discussions on the program council level. And in respect to the open meetings requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, our legal advisor said, you know, there could possibly be questions about that if the situation were allowed to remain the same, where six of the 12 voting members of the program council are picked by this board, six of them are picked by management. So someone at CPB could logically wonder, well, is it the board's committee or is it management? And even though there is that 13th member and it is a member of management, that person doesn't have a vote. So I'm just simply suggesting that it would be very simple to change this one line in this agreement out of all of those pages. This would satisfy the legal need from the FCC attorney's perspective of delineating for certain that this is a management committee, because there would in this case then be seven of the 13 votes would be picked through the management selection process. I mean, the de facto process, because the PD is one of the votes. It would also it would allow us to continue having evaluations when necessary, parts of those evaluations being conducted in what has been called executive session, in private sessions, so that the members of the evaluation subcommittee on the program council can feel free to express themselves, as I've already mentioned the reasons and the rationale behind that. And that's supported completely by our HR director in Berkeley, who said, you know, you have to have a process, it has to be an equitable process, and it needs to be a process that it doesn't matter if it's Garrison Keillor or if it's Stacy, that if their program is being dissected by the evaluation committee, it doesn't matter who it is, whether it's an imported program or whether it's a local program, whether it's a 5-minute segment of a show like the Drug War News, or whether it's a 3-hour block of time. It all needs to be treated through the same process. So those two issues are what we're attempting to resolve through the simple process of making this one little change. So that's my motion. That's the rationale behind it. That maybe long-winded explanation addresses some of the concerns that have been raised to me and to Ernesto and have been floating around in the community over the last month. I've tried to address all the things that I've heard people take issue with over the last month. And that's my position on it.
Second. Okay. Mike, Nancy, Rhonda.
You might want to write these down.
Some information that I share. Do we have the sentence?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait. And it should be submitted to the secretary so that that becomes the motion.
It's already in the agenda. The current language in the section that I'm referring to says the PC shall have 12 voting members consisting of 6 KPFT listener members who are not LSB members, 3 KPFT LSB members, and 3 KPFT staff members. The program director shall serve as an ex officio non-voting member, i.e. co-chair. I'm simply changing those two sentences to one sentence that says the PC shall have 13 voting members consisting of 6 KPFT listener members who are not LSB members, 3 KPFT LSB members, 3 KPFT staff members, and the program director.
Okay, on the stack I have Mike, Nancy, SB, Rhonda, Stacy, Dwayne, and Nancy H. Okay, Mike.
I differentiate two things here. One is a discussion of individuals, the other is a discussion of program. We wouldn't want to have a discussion on air or publicly about whether we want Dwayne Bradley to be station manager. But I think it would be appropriate to have a discussion about, do we need a station manager? And that's, and I can understand, and I applaud you for coming with such a simple solution. I mean, that's very elegant. But there, to me, there's a difference between a discussion about individuals fulfilling their function and their role, and about whether a program meets the needs of the station. Because a program is not a person. A program is a production. It's produced by people, but as long as we're not talking about the people that are producing the program, then it's not about the people. That's the one part. The second part is, at what point, or how do we know, or when does it happen that they just decide that from now on, all discussions need to be in closed session? Because conceivably, if you're going to be reviewing programs, if you're going to be discussing about what's on the air, by extrapolation, any discussion about what's on the air would have to occur in closed session.
Well, I hear what you say about people versus programs.
Yeah, let's get our comments out.
You want to go ahead and get all the comments out. You want to make your notes because we do have a stack here.
What I understand is the program council is 3 board members. We pick 3, okay? And we pick 3 staff, but the staff is already picked by Dwayne, right? Since listeners are already picked by Dwayne, so that's already 6 plus 3, that's 9, and you want one more, so that's 10. And I don't think that's a good representation. I don't like that.
Okay. Go ahead and let everybody speak. Rhonda?
But they got a point of information.
No, but the listeners are picked by management.
No, only 3. We pick 3.
We pick 3 board.
Nobody, 3 listeners also. No,
3 listeners. So it's management, it's 3. Listeners, and
it's written right on the back.
It's written on the back.
Management gets 6, and we get 6.
So that's all right. Up.
Okay, we're gonna go ahead and let Rhonda. Rhonda.
Okay. I don't think anybody who's involved in Pacifica should ever be able to sue the station or have a legal issue with the foundation. And I'd like to work in governance to make that happen. I get all too frustrated always thinking about the law instead of doing what's right. This is a public radio station. I personally am a public radio programmer. I have no problem or issue with my program being reviewed or evaluated by the public. And to the contrary, I welcome that input. On the other hand, I just want to say, because I remember years ago when we brainstormed and fantasized about having a program council. With that said, I want to recognize that I realize that it is a management committee. And if we don't like the fact that it's a management committee, then maybe we need to have an ad hoc committee and start talking about the program council.
That's right.
But I am a public programmer, and I think that I would have benefited from evaluation. I also attended the program council meeting last week, and it wasn't that cool. I was really kind of disturbed with the way that I was pretty disturbed, actually. So, and it could be a real jewel. It could be a real jewel. It could be a way for us to have a lot of input. But again, let's not sue KPFT. Let's not sue Pacifica. Let's do public radio. I'm done.
Okay. I actually am the program evaluation committee chair, which is where this sort of all this hullabaloo started. And I'd like to say to Rhonda that you could be incorrect in your assumption that this is a committee of management. And I used to think that too. But that's now called into question by the lawyers, John Krigler and the other lawyer. I tried to speak to John Krigler today. He basically told me that he could only talk to management, he couldn't talk to me. So, so right now, I mean, according to Duane, and when we started this, when we developed, because I was also there when we started developing the program council, and we didn't have any intention for it to be. We wanted this to be an ad hoc committee, not necessarily a committee of management. It became a committee of management later, whenever it was revised by management.
That's true.
So, so right now, what we've got is a situation where the power is split in the middle and management is asking for more. The issue at hand is whether or not our meetings are opened or closed, because this all started with us reviewing the BBC and whether or not we were going to review the BBC in an open meeting or a closed meeting. Okay, so you know, I agree with what Rhonda says as a programmer, is that I have no issue with somebody evaluating my program out loud and in front of everybody, because they're going to do it on the air anyway. They're going to call up the manager's report. They're going to tell the managers what they think. They're going to fill out program evaluations, and they're going to tell people what they think about the show. And they're going to call you up while you are on the air, and they're going to tell you what they think about the show. And they're going to be very blunt about it and rude. And if you don't have the skin to handle that, it's not thick enough for you to be in a public position like being on the radio. It may seem like a little bitty thing, you're just a radio person on this, you know, tiny little radio station, but sometimes people say things that hurt, and you've got to have thick skin. Sometimes people will write articles about you in the newspaper, or in the Jewish Herald Voice, or whatever. You got to have thick skin, you have to believe in yourself and what you're doing in order to do it. And so I don't understand what the point would be of having if management, I mean, at this point, you're talking about the board voting in and of itself to give away its own power, which doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to me. That's weak. And this board doesn't need to do anything to weaken itself. If management needs to have a committee of management that will evaluate programs for it, then it should by all means do so and just elect everybody to be on that committee.
And everybody can, you know, that, and that committee can do whatever management wants it to do. But we wanted, when we originally wanted this thing, we wanted a way for the community to evaluate programming, for people to look at this deeply, and a way for people to, a place for people to come in and voice their concerns, a place where we evaluate programming, a place where programmers would have some kind of redress.
Yeah.
And that's what we wanted.
Dwayne, and then next.
Well, Madam Chair, I'd like to make an appeal that I really don't believe we'll be able to make a decision on this issue tonight. I move that we table it, that we may, in fact, appoint, we'll postpone it, table it, whatever we may do, but I believe we're gonna talk a lot about it, but we're not going to resolve it tonight.
More important, I think,
the evaluation of the program.
More important
than that, I think what we need is the attorney's opinion in writing so that we're not going by hearsay, that we can in fact know the train of information that the manager's receiving, and we can make a more intelligent decision. More important, maybe less important, is the fact
someone made the point, it's an evaluation of a program that's of issue here, not evaluation of personnel.
So are you making a motion?
No. Just leave it as a comment. Someone
want to
make a motion on that?
Yeah, I have the following, which is, I think, exactly in the same spirit of what Dwayne just said. And we don't have mental telepathy going here.
She called him. You must be on the stack.
He's jumping ahead on the stack.
This is a motion to refer, which I think has...
Yeah, we need to get back to the staff.
Join the staff,
because Dwayne did not make a motion.
Join the staff.
So we're going to continue with the staff and Nancy next.
Okay, you know, probably everybody here knows that I have a certain lens of homeowner association issues in the way I see things. And I know that when they go into executive session and they claim to go into executive session to protect the privacy of the homeowners, that is not what they're doing. And they go into executive session, this is a homeowner association, they go into executive session to divide people so that they don't realize, the community doesn't realize that they all have very common interests and they're divided on is what happens. Now, I know, Dwayne, you're a good guy and this is not what your plan is, but when you create structural changes in the bylaws, you know, later, you know, if you go on somewhere else, this will be left behind, and it could be damaging. I really think that that there really should be a healthy tension, you know, between the board and management, but there should be a tension there, a healthy tension. And this seems to favor less tension, more management. You know, it reminds me of the trains running smoothly. We don't want the trains to run as smoothly as they did in Germany during World War II. We just, sometimes trains should not run smoothly.
Okay, Melinda?
Well, first of all, I think it should be pointed out that in Section 7 of the bylaws of the meetings, that it is given provision regarding personnel and proprietary information that does need to remain in an executive session. And for my 6 years of participation on this board, I've noted that we don't do the divide and conquer. What we're doing is we're discussing things that don't necessarily need to be on the air. Because if we've got someone who, shall we say, is taking liberties personally, that's when it would be executive session. Also, just to kind of bring the new people on board and understand where we came from when we created this, I was on the committee when we, the ad hoc committee, when we first created this. How program council came to be. Originally, we had two members of our board who had put together a plan, and they presented it in the form of a motion. It was voted down. Another member of our board, he's a staff member, his name was Kurt Schrell, came up with a motion in which they said that they wanted to create an ad hoc committee in which we would sit down and we would discuss and we would put it together. from the very start, the first meeting in this particular room, in fact, with Odie McClain. I can remember Odie McClain was at the time our program director, who at the very first meeting indicated his interest in becoming a management committee and staying a management committee. I also happen to have been involved in the original vote when we originally voted on this particular motion. And actually, it was a very large body of work which we brought forward. We have done some cleaning from here today, but it's always been a management committee from its inception and the way we voted on it. And as far as that goes now, as far as the collaborative meant, part, we always operated with the attitude of we voted for a large chunk of them with the understanding, just like with the PMB members. We didn't vote on them so that we would micromanage. We voted on them because we had confidence in their ability to be able to represent us well. And I think in the spirit of the fact that this does definitely go along with the open, as I'm looking right here at on page 20 of 49, number 7 of the open meetings, it does definitely follow those guidelines. So it's for that reason I would definitely said that it would be a good idea. It states with the actual spirit in which it was voted by the LSB and has been continually upheld by the LSB, and it also stays along with the spirit of the open meetings on page 49.
Point of information for new members.
Are you for or against it?
Point of information for new members.
Yes.
It's important that I think people should know that Otis McClay at that time was the program director.
That's
what I said. Okay. Oh. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Okay, Jessica? Okay, I'm not as informed, again, because I did this part, but I've been on the broadcaster side for a while and actually been at the station on that side, not knowing this was going on the whole time. But I'm running for board. I did hear from someone somewhere, so it must be that much of a heated discussion that someone would want an extra vote. Now I understand what they were talking about exactly. I'm a broadcaster, and all I'm trying to say is if this sounds like a bunch of temporary disillusionment with what we're doing, because if I have somebody extra looking at what we're doing, actually, somebody's listening to us when we're on the air every moment. That's the way I look at it. So having someone review me doesn't bother me. I might accidentally say something I didn't know. It's good to have a check and then a pair of ears. But if we add an extra vote, and I can see both sides, and I know why this is so contentious, and I think postponing it is a great idea, but if I'm on the air, how does this affect me and keep that open window? Because that's really all that counts to me in this situation, in this job. I take this seriously because although I don't get paid, those airwaves are more valuable than any college degree I could ever have. So if you're asking another member, I hope there's a really, really good reason for it. And also, I hope that everyone understands that this has to be transparent and it has to be held up to scrutiny. And if you're adding another person to vote, if you're adding another management, or if management is doing things that other people don't feel are in the best interest of programmers, it will be eventually held up to scrutiny. All of us will see it. We'll all know who's responsible. So this has to be a really, really good reason that we're in this situation. So, that being said, I would like to postpone it, but if we don't, what is the reason for making this big move? Because changing bylaws, Dwayne, is with all due respect, changing bylaws are so important. What does this accomplish, really?
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes.
I just to kind of help a little here, Jessica. The document before us is not bylaws.
Do you have a question?
It's
Alberto?
Because it
do you have a question? Point of information is you have a question.
Oh. Could somebody
want an explanation?
Okay. I have it. Could we have an explanation on the concept of the fact that it's not bylaws but it's a contract?
Well, what we're gonna do is we're gonna let everybody that hasn't spoken. And then we're going to give Dwayne a chance to reply.
And how that contract came about.
Yes, we'll let him talk about that. Bill.
It seems like the purpose of this is so we can have, so the department comes to have more closed meetings. And that's the only reason I've heard, and so maybe there's something else. But I understand sometimes there's a need for closed meetings, but I think we should be trying to have more open meetings rather than more closed meetings. And from what it sounds like, this would allow the program council to have all their meetings closed if they chose to do it. I remember 2-3 years ago when the program council was meeting, they had most of the meetings closed. They weren't producing public minutes. We had no idea what was going on. And I still don't understand why they had so many closed meetings. And I just think even if this would allow, if our attorney says this would allow us to be in still applied to the CDP rules, I still think it's wrong to have, to make it easier to have more closed meetings. So and only to clarify what Alberto was saying too, it's the program council agreement. It's an agreement between the MSB and management. It's not, doesn't have anything to do with representing the national board or anything national.
Okay, Bill, we got Richard and then Ted.
I too was part of the committee that put the original program council together. The program council, clarification on something Stacey said, that prior to there being a program council, there were some LAB that preceded the LSB. There was a committee that just kind of talked about programming and some of the committees evaluated sort of some of the stuff, but they never really spoke much with management. Management really didn't speak much with them. And because it asked in the bylaws that we collaborate on programming, the LSB started meeting and trying to figure out some way to do that, and it grew into the program council with the idea that it was a growing thing, it needed to evolve. And quite frankly, I don't think it's evolved very much. I think it has hit boilerplate with some of the people on the program council, and they have stymied a lot of the openness that I had hoped for. If you look at the agreement that we agreed to, the very first sentence it says it's a management council. Now we want to get around and parse that and debate it and stuff like that. This is good enough to me. We've always talked about it being a management council. It's written down as being a management council. I don't think that Mr. Kriegler either knows what we're talking about or possibly what he's talking about, but he's a lawyer. But I think this is kind of unnecessary. I think that the 500-pound elephant in this room is the BBC. There are some folks that hate BBC. And personally, I don't care, because I can listen to BBC and say, well, this is garbage, because they're saying this, but at times they give you some news, because they have people everywhere in the world. But there are some folks that want to go get BBC off our air. And if Mustard's fine, I don't support that, because I don't see that much harm. But in response to the folks that are trying to get BBC off the air, I think that the management side of the program council has tightened up, and that tension is doing stuff now that is making people suspicious and making people weary, and we don't need that. It's just breaking the feel of the whole thing, and it concerns me, the fact that making the PD, the program director, a voting person, that's kind of minor to me. The program director votes anyway. I mean, he may not be at the registered vote, but you guys have all the cards. Y'all can put things on or take it off. I think that it is damaging. This whole little episode is damaging the feel that was starting to happen. Now, granted, I look at the PC like a parent looking at a child that I knew could do better, and I just hope the little bastard would get his act together. But it's not happening. Like I say, I think that it's vital with the BBC. And if management can't come at that with a little more song in their heart, and like this in your staff, then take the ABC office. I don't know, but you know, you just, but clamping down is making a whole lot of people nervous and scared and paranoid. We tend to, as a group, I think, tend to kind of get a little paranoid to start with, you know, because we've seen the government grow. So let's. I think we need to back away from this. I think we need to talk to if you're having something that's confidential. You know, we sign a confidentiality agreement, which y'all all need to sign. By the way, we don't have the blank forms. I don't have them with me tonight, but. If there's something confidential, then we keep it confidential. All these programmers have talked about how they don't care about what people come in and talk about your stuff. And for us to be worried about BBC all the way across the Atlantic Ocean, being concerned about some people coming in and saying we don't like this stuff, you know, that doesn't bother me. I mean, we ought to be able to say we don't like BBC. If we don't like it, I don't have an opinion myself, but. It just seems like some kind of a tempest in a teapot, and we're creating a division among us that's unnecessary and not very helpful.
With your indulgence, Madam Chair, may I yield to Wesley and then be called upon? I have a procedural motion that I would like to make, but I don't want to do it without giving Wesley a chance to give his 2-minute statement, which is in our standing rules that you are limited to 2 minutes. May I do that?
Yes. Wesley.
Thank you.
I wasn't planning on droning on too long. I wish that there wasn't this contentiousness. When the program council in 2005 first established, all our meetings were in secret. It was to the people who actually are board members who participated in it. It discredited their, it's suspicious, you know. BBC is a subject that we need to discuss as cost. You know, if you're going to evaluate any programming, you have to figure out what it's costing, what it's bringing in, its support and service to the community, and whether it follows the mission statement of peace. And that's fine. But it shouldn't be a war between we want this, management won't put this out there, and it should be everybody giving good information to Dwayne so that he can make responsible decisions. But if it's turning into a battle, then I would definitely say that we shouldn't give them another vote. And I would say that we have a opportunity to collaborate with management. This is management. I mean, when you're in, I'm on the PC. They come in and they say, this is off the table. You cannot discuss this. We don't want to hear this. This is not very, doesn't sound like they're really wanting our suggestions, but rather to maintain their power. So I would say absolutely not. I think we should vote this down.
Ted, could I indulge you for just a moment to let the last person who hasn't spoken on the list speak to C. Lee?
C. Lee?
C. Lee.
Okay.
I'm going to rely on a very faulty memory, but as I recollect, the program council came about as a way to improve programming and to provide input. And I think all of us want better programming. And I think Dwayne wants better programming. I do feel like we come up against this wall and it becomes impassable. And that there is this divide that is maintained that keeps input out when I know the goal for all of us is a station that is the pulsating hub of radio in Houston, not Texas, not the country, if not the globe. And that is what I think the program council needs to assess, is how good is it functioning and improving programming? Because it's not apparent to me that we've got the station that all of us want. And I think any change needs to be measured against its ability to get extraordinary programming on air.
Thank you. Good. Let me just say a procedural thing is that I'll make this motion. Hopefully it'll get a second. If it does, then I will speak to my motion, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I move that this motion be referred, that's the Duane Bradley motion, be referred to the PNB for discussion, including a discussion of the legal issues at hand, before referring it back to this body for a decision.
I'll second it.
Oh.
Of course.
Can you restate the motion?
Not a PNB.
Can you restate
the motion? Yeah, Ted will speak to the motion and bring it back, and then say if you're on the stack. Ted, would you speak to that motion?
Okay, well, I just heard, and this is not a PNB decision. We are a committee of the Pacifica National Board. Everything that we do can be overturned by them. I feel that this, he said, no, she said, but he said, the attorney said, and the other national staff member, I've forgotten the title that he has, the HR director said that the fact that this isn't being said in public session where they can be questioned and there can be some feedback puts all of us, including management, at a disadvantage. We really need to get to the bottom of this issue, and then it can come back to us with that knowledge, and then we can make an intelligent decision about whether we add a 13th person, which right now I definitely do not support. But I'd like to hear in public session some legal analysis of this. So that's my rationale behind referring this matter to PNB.
Okay.
What will it cost us to get this attorney's opinion on this issue? Just a private.
So costly.
It's already been done.
A piece of paper, I would think, a copy.
Been paid for.
We need it right answer that question. Is
$350?
$350. Is that what he charged you to answer your question on this?
Point of clarification.
Then we should get a written note.
Wesley.
Money for it.
Okay.
Point of clarification. If an opinion has already been issued, whether it was verbal or written, you should have that document, Mr. Manager. So all we're asking is that if, in fact, you've conferred with the attorneys, if they've given you this information that you have indicated to us, we simply would like to see those declarations in writing.
Okay, we've got Ted's motion on the floor right now, which has been seconded. I started a stack. Stacey, you're the first person on that stack.
Yeah, I don't think that the attorney's opinion is really in question. The attorney's opinion is that, if I'm not mistaken, if we want to have closed meetings, then we better damn well make sure that this is a body of the management.
Yeah.
That's the opinion. If we want to have closed meetings, we need to make this a body of management officially by stacking the votes in management's favor. If we want to continue to have as many open meetings as we want and not have any closed meetings, unless they're absolutely necessary, then we vote to keep it the way it is, which right now it may say on the piece of paper that it's a body of management. But understand that what the CPB has said and what the lawyer has said, John Krigler, is that right now the CPB could interpret this body as not necessarily being a body of management, but being a public body. So that's what the lawyer has said. And what the lawyer has said is not in question, in my opinion. I was going to call the question.
Okay. Jessica?
I thought that also was a good idea. I mean, I know that the lawyer doesn't really matter. We can find another lawyer for less expensive money as far as I'm concerned. I mean, that's a great idea, right? And so what we got on the board is maybe he should be more vocal, and this is really what we need. Because remember, I'm coming from the microphone in where I don't want to leave the microphone, and if voting people in to get me off is the... Seems to be a message I heard a long time ago. Forgive me if I'm wrong. I'm on Friday mornings between 2 and 5. I'm lucky to get what we get. It really is. I'm serious. This is metal music. It's not. I'm not going to have a home anywhere else very easily, so this is important. So if this attorney has if this is the reason for it, then he should have something to say about it. Maybe I'll think for that. Or if not, you know, I really hope there's a good reason for it.
Can you tell us what the fact is, please? We've got Dwayne. You are going to speak to the Ted's motion.
Yes, I
am. Dwayne, and then Dwayne, and then Rhonda.
And my hand was up.
And okay, and then Richard, and then Rhonda.
And my hand is up as well. And
can we hear from someone who hasn't spoken first?
Dwayne.
Yeah, I want to speak against Ted's motion. I think the PNB has more than enough business to deal with of significant national import, and I don't think this is germane to their deliberations. I think it's also a waste of money and time. I'm also saddened by this whole discussion because it speaks to a level of distrust that I'm really saddened by, that I didn't realize I was going to have to show up with the HR director and the lawyer in my back pockets to whip out to prove to you anything that I've said. And that lack of trust, to me, supersedes my dissatisfaction with this entire process. And so when, as I'm perceiving, this gets voted down, I mean, I'll speak to that then, but I'm speaking against Ted's motion now.
Okay, Dwayne.
Request to restate the motion.
Ted? Do you have it in writing?
Secretary General, yeah. I remember Ted saying people.
You know, Ron never got to speak.
Well, that's fine.
We're speaking to this motion, so
it's in his back. Yeah, I move that this motion be referred to the PNB for discussion, including a discussion of the legal issues at hand, before referring it back to this body for a decision.
Mm-hmm. I'd advocate to allow Ron to speak since he hasn't spoken.
Well, I just want to...
Ron, we have a stat going, a couple of people.
I still want to speak, but you don't want to speak to the issue?
Yeah, I do, but I don't want to break the stat if we can.
Okay.
You know,
if
I do want to speak.
If we could just stay with the stat.
We're speaking to
Ted's motion, is what the discussion is right now. And so did you have that you wanted to say?
The fact that the motion... desires to refer this to the PNB. Statement was made that the PNB has too much to deal with already, but it does seem to relate to if it's a system-wide program, a process, or this is just endemic to Houston.
We don't want to have a program about our program.
Okay. I'm fair.
Rhonda?
Okay, the distrust that Dwayne just the distrust that Dwayne just spoke to regarding, providing proof of how the council advised them, I would advise those members to let it go and move forward. The bottom line, no lawyers, period. Let's get rid of them all the time. Nobody sues Pacifica. Let's vote the motion down ASAP, and I call the question.
That's not fair. I almost did it, but that's not fair.
Richard. Ron, you're next.
There is a misunderstanding that I disagree with Ted all the time. I agree with you on something, Ted. I'm gonna vote against your motion because this is our thing. If we have to throw down and figure out how we're going to work it out, then let's do that. You know, Queen's our man, and, you know, he's like the rest of us. He's not perfect. And the program council is not perfect. You know, it's got some stuff. We don't need to be sending stuff to PMB. That takes months. There'll be expenses in there somewhere, and it'll go off into the airwaves, and it'll be blah, 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 blah. And since we're such a bunch of smartasses and say that we're good all the time, they'll be going, aha, you're not good. You don't have your act together. And it'll turn into a circus. We don't need a circus, just like we don't need these divisions and this fighting among ourselves. We need to sit down, figure out what we need to do, and do it. I'm going to vote against it, Ted, not because of this really helps.
Okay, Ron.
I just want to speak to the statement that was made about attorneys not mattering or attorneys are not important, and I think that they are. You know, every broadcast organization I've ever worked had attorneys, and they consulted them regularly so that they wouldn't get sued, because, like it or not, people will sue you for something that you may have said or something that you didn't say or something that you said that they didn't like the way you said it. But in regards to regarding this particular matter, if the attorney mattered when we consulted him, then I think that the attorney mattered. One local station board said, well, the attorney doesn't matter, but then went on to say what the attorney said. So if the attorney doesn't matter, then what the attorney said really doesn't matter. So I think that we need to be cautious when dismissing the value of an attorney. Now, whether or not we seek the attorney on this particular issue is one thing, but I think attorneys do matter. Otherwise, Dwayne wouldn't have consulted him.
Okay, Bill.
I move the previous question. For those of you new to Robert's Rule, that means I move that we vote, go ahead and cut off debate and vote on the
second
motion on the floor, which is Ted's motion.
No, it's not just a second.
Can we have a second?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Okay. Point of clarification here. We're right now voting on Ted's motion.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm cutting off debate.
Motion to motion.
We're voting to cut off debate.
Motion to motion.
So that we can vote.
Okay. All in favor of cutting off debate?
Can I give you a quick tip? It's got to be a hand vote and a counted vote.
Yes. And two-thirds.
Two-thirds. To cut off the debate?
Okay. We're voting to cut off debate on Ted's motion.
Ted's motion.
Okay. All in favor?
To cut debate.
You know.
Fishing.
Near you now.
Fishing term.
Yes.
14. All opposed. 1.
So I lose.
Okay. So now we can vote on Ted's motion. Okay. Debate is closed. Now we're ready to vote on Ted's motion. Anybody need the motion repeated? Are we ready to vote? All in favor of Ted's motion to refer to the PMB?
Oh, voice vote? What vote?
By hand. Raise your hand if you are in favor of Ted's motion.
Is it just the PMB?
Yes.
Yes. Would you like to get repeated? Do you want to read the motion?
The motion is... Ted moves that this motion be referred to the PNB for discussion. including a discussion of the legal issues at hand before referring it back to the body for a decision.
To this body, yes,
for a decision. Okay, so by show of hands, all in favor of Ted's motion?